The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other.
Hey, we're here and we
this
do
is for
you.
All.
Yeah.
This is for all the time.
Down right now. We are looking for our brothers and our sisters, and we're looking for them all over the place. And, oh gosh, what can I tell you? We've had a little bit of a problem this morning with getting on the air. So those of you that are loyal listeners here, here we are at the half hour. We're going to record a little bit extra after the recording is over. Randy and I are going to actually record another half hour for you, and you'll be able to hear all of that over at voiceamerica.com. And you can do that by visiting our website, okay? So it'll be interesting. We get to be creative here. Things happen all the time, and actually you haven't had to know too much of that because we've all been doing radio for so many years. We're expecting interesting things to happen. So you're listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Live Today in America, and I'm here with Randy Shannon. And all you torchbearers, light your torches and laugh, because what was the town? It's in Nevada, isn't it, Randy, that's shooting down the drones? No. They're not actually shooting them down. They're actually trying to get an ordinance through that gives them a bounty for shooting down drones. I loved it.
It's incredible. I'm trying to pull it right back up now. It was such a good article.
Yeah, I sent you. I actually sent you a little thing on it last night.
The town people are seeing our lovely government, who doesn't like us, fly the drones over them. And so I believe it was the sheriff that said he'll give anybody $25. Well, you can buy a $25 hunting license to shoot down the unmanned aerial vehicles.
Well,
it's incredible. It's Denver, 55 miles east of Denver.
Right.
And
well,
it's
it
a
gets
town
even
of
better.
About 600 residents.
So the government is now getting involved in it, okay? So
well,
they have
yeah,
now told them that they can't shoot down drones, and frankly, I don't know why not.
I don't know why not either. I say more power to them. This is America. Who is the government? I mean, why would we allow the government to surveil over us? Where is that in writing?
I'm just
that's
thinking,
okay.
You know, I think that any drone around the house should be considered a clay pigeon, don't you?
I do. Yeah. And I love this little town. I mean, more power to this little town. it's a farming community, and it's called Deer Trail. And
Haven't gotten it passed yet, okay?
No, they're going
to
vote on
it. The council is split 3-3, and I think that everybody must be smiling whether they're split or not. So, hey,
mm-hmm.
What can I tell you? I'm say if you got a shotgun and a drone's coming by, I don't know. Make up your own mind. We can't tell them to do anything, but I found this highly amusing. You know what else I found amusing?
What's
the dolphins,
that?
I think, are talking about us. It seems that dolphins could be a higher life form.
I haven't heard this. Go ahead.
Okay, they could be a higher life form, okay, which I enjoyed immensely because I can't remember. Lily, was that the guy that talked to the dolphins?
Years
and years and years ago, the guy that talked to the dolphins, I tried to get him on the radio show here. I can't remember his name. He's very famous, actually. He was he got in trouble because I think he was feeding the dolphins LSD or something like that. The guy is very famous, though, and his assistant came down to the radio station at KFOX when I was on down there, and he comes through the door, and I welcomed him, and he started talking to me in dolphin talk, okay?
Oh, wow.
So I was impressed, and he made all these little squeaking sounds and all that stuff. They've got quite an intricate language going, and so I've always suspected that they were a higher intelligence than us, but I think the evidence when you see, I watched 400 dolphins, easily 400 dolphins. There was a dolphin run about 20 years ago, and I happened to be fortunate enough to be in the middle of the darn thing. And the dolphins were actually diving under our boat in chorus lines, I would have to say, of anywhere between 3 and 5 dolphins, something like that. And they were in perfect formation as they dove under the boat and stuff, and I just was so impressed with them. Well, now they've been doing tests on them, and it turns out that not only do they talk to each other, but they can identify themselves, and they each have their own little sound and things. And so they know each other. They've got friendly families, and they're saying that one of the things that the sound does is that when they send out the signal, it actually allows the dolphin children to be able to identify their parents. So they're free to go play, but when mommy or daddy, I guess, makes the sound, then the kids come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was impressed with this, and as I say, the theory about whether dolphins are more intelligent has been questioned by some, but for me, I find it probably quite a truism. They're very community-oriented, you know, and they don't have a... what was that joke you said this morning about the guy that walked into the bar?
Oh, I'll tell you here in 1 second. It goes, a communist, a Muslim, and an illegal alien walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "Hello, Mr. President."
So, they don't have those problems. They don't have the same problems that we do, and I believe that the simplicity is evidence of higher intelligence. What do you think about that?
I agree. I'm with you.
So that's one of the things that I was enjoying this morning. So we're doing our first half-hour show in a while, and I wanted to let you know that I really got quite a bit of information this morning. I go to my email first because, of course, we're all great Denarians and Ding-Dongians around here. And by going to that email and checking it out, I wanted to give you some information that would be current about what could be happening through this. And so we've got LadyDragon.com. You can go visit that if you'd like to. And what we've got here is what to expect financially after the event, and that's what's sounding like the global reset, which is appears to everyone to be ready to go, but so far it hasn't. So from the Dragon Lady comes, the current financial situation is malfunctioning and is being replaced with a new financial system. Do not panic. This is a good thing. Your needs will be provided for us with any major change. The first few days are always the most confusing. Since all major TV networks, internet, newspapers, and radio stations will be broadcasting quality information about the event, you can expect to become more and more comfortable as the day goes along. Below are the instructions for the first 14 days. So within minutes of the event happening, all banks will temporarily close. No access to banks for 3 to 7 days, up to 14 days. And mind you, this was sent to me in the email. This is from the Dragon Lady, and I'm not telling you that this is the truth. I'm telling you that this is what ended up on my desk this morning, and I felt that the global reset is close enough so that if this is so, that I would put out this information, and it's a good idea not to panic anyway, so that's one of the reasons why I decided to do it, Randy. The reason for this cutoff of access to funds is for the illegal owners of the central banks around the world known as the cabal. Most businesses will be encouraged to stay open and continue to accept cash and checks as they would in their normal course of doing business. And the checks will clear as soon as the banks reopen. There's a warning in here not to run up your credit cards and things of that nature unless you plan on paying for them. There's a phenomenon, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but a lot of times when people are going bankrupt, Randy, they'll run around and charge everything so that they can keep that.
Okay.
So that's what this is warning against. It's not free money. They're saying that there will be event vouchers if you need access to cash or are in need of basic necessities which can't be accessed through friends and family, and that a voucher system will be set up and you'll be able to borrow $1,000. But that will pay that back later. day 2 to day 14, all currencies shall be live. There will be financial reevaluation after the event. There will be transparency accounting with banks that reopen. Interest charges will stop. Fractional banking will cease, and the IRS will be dismantled immediately. That's a good thing, huh? All Federal Reserve will be dismantled immediately. All debts will not be forgiven, meaning that if you use credit cards to buy goods, thinking your debts were forgiven, that will not be acceptable. Food, shelter, and technology will be available for everyone. No gold will be traded on the open market. There will be no more homeless people. There will be no more stock market. No wonder they're slowing this thing down, huh?
Yeah, wow.
Money in bank accounts will be frozen from reset to new bank system 3 to 14 days. If funds were acquired legally, the money will be kept. The cabal's banking money is illegal and will be seized. Future details to the changes for the new society. The only tax will be 14% on new items purchased. That's hefty. Humanity, if that's all the taxes there, though, I'm happy for that. Humanitarianism will reign. New technology will be released, but electricity grids will be kept going through the conversion. Everyone will receive $100,000 from collateral amounts, whatever that means. Debts up to $100,000 will be forgiven. If over that amount, it will be analyzed. Real outstanding debt will be taken from that amount, or if not enough, you will be advised to go into bankruptcy. All country debts will be forgiven. Mortgages will be canceled out. You like that one, Randy?
I do. I like it.
Retirement accounts will be preserved. Social Security, retirement, health care will be changed. Free health insurance will be provided for a new advanced medical system. The average work week will be 3 to 4 hours a day, Mike, 5 days a week. Production costs will decrease. All legal contracts will be respected. The police force will be restructured for protection, not for money collectors. Common law will be respected, not disordered. Most credit cards will be canceled, or most credit card debt will be canceled. Speculation will not be tolerated, and you cannot rack up your credit cards. This is financial tracking. Congress will close at reset, and that goes true for all countries, and most of Congress U.S. will be disbanded. There will be new
elections.
That would
be incredible. I hope that's true.
I hope this is true, too. Anyway, I thought it was worth reading. There will be new elections for Congress. All members of government, most prisoners will be released and receive psychological counseling and training because they've been forced to do things due to life conditions. Many will be released because they are innocent. CIA-operated drug trade will cease, and drastic restructuring will be needed. Yes, CIA. When we are all fully healed, we will stop eating meat. Animals will be appreciated for what they are, and there will still be bankruptcies, and we won't be able to have factories in China any longer. Oh, dear. Most companies will keep operating. Companies will buy back shares and give investors their money, and the resistance will help and advise. The electrical grid will be intact. However, when the cabal goes down, we may have darkness for short intervals. We've had darkness for hundreds of years, so I'm fine with that. What do you think about that? Oh, here's a little footnote. The event where you see on your television mass arrests of bankers, financial, and other people, including bad aliens who have been working together in order to enslave humanity. I said, yes, I said aliens. There are good aliens and bad aliens. Welcome to your new reality. The good aliens have been working in tandem with secret, sacred societies in order to remove the bad aliens from this planet. That would have to be George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard alien stories. You know, they used to call them the lizards. Oh, what is a pin? Anyway, there's more here. Do go to the dragonlady.com and check that out. So, gosh, we do.
You know what I get tired of is I have a relative who works for NASA, and the kids always ask questions, you know, about this alien life or extraterrestrial or whatever. And they ask other questions, too, about space and what they know and secrets. And the relative will not reveal the information, but this is what they always come back with. The American people cannot handle the truth. And, you know, I get tired of why do they think they can handle the truth just because they have a job for NASA? And this one is someone who's very high up. I don't want to say what they do, but they're very high up, and that drives me crazy because, you know, who are they to say I can't?
It's rude and insulting, for starters.
Big time.
It's demeaning, and how are we ever going to learn anything if nobody will give us anything to learn? And besides, it's just they don't want to be stopped. You know, when you want to do something that you want to do, you just do it, and then you apologize later. Well, that's pretty much what they've done with us for hundreds of years, and they don't even bother to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do what they want to do, and then they say, oops, well, you know. I mean, from time after time after time after time, to listen to these people in Congress talking about how it's okay if the recordings are good to be recording American citizens when it shouldn't even be on the table.
Right.
I mean, finally we are seeing that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were nice pieces of things written down, but they're not available to Americans. It's up to us to make them available to us again. It's up to us to reclaim our founding documents.
That's right.
And we do that by getting on the radio, which Randy does, which I do. We do that by writing blogs. We do that by caring. We do that by helping our neighbors. We do that by saying, you know, I don't want to do that. That's not the right thing to do, and I'm not doing it.
That's it. It's towns standing up and taking a vote to shoot down drones or not.
You know, Lena Wertmuller made a film absolutely years ago, and it had to do with an Italian mayor who killed his wife and then ended up going to prison. And in the prison, it was during the Second World War, there's a situation, it was a Nazi-run prison that he ended up in, by the way, and that in their spare time they just kind of loved to torment people. So what they did with this guy was they found out who his best friend was, and then they told him that he had a choice of shooting his best friend in the head or watching all of his friends be taken down.
Mm.
What do you think he did?
Tell us.
He pulled the trigger and shot his best friend, and it was, like, so shocking. It was really interesting to see what happened because, to actually see it happening in black and white, everybody in the movie theater was totally shocked. You could hear the gasp. So it went through the theater. But the other thing that you noticed when you looked at the screen, all the guards were shocked too. There was actually a moment which if people hadn't been into their victimization, they actually could have taken it over from the guards because for every 50 people, there's like one or two guards.
Mm.
So the bad guys are definitely always outnumbered.
Yeah.
So there's just times and places to say no. Because the truth is, we're in the majority. The no's, we don't want to do that, are actually in the majority, but the majority has got to, like, wake up and get in touch with the fact that we are in the majority. And once that happens, and that's what I think this is part of, and what you're also going to look at here when this global reset happens, Randy, you're going to look at something like 4 million new millionaires in the world. And some of those millionaires will be billionaires.
Right.
And a lot of those people, a lot of the people that I know that are in these different programs, whether it's Dinar or Dong or whatever it is that they're doing, investing in real estate, however they're doing it, they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
They're people who, when somebody drops a pile of money in their lap, they're actually going to be able to go and they'll help somebody else. You'll see that. So people will be taken care of. If you notice, it said $100,000 was going to be made. That sounds like to everybody. And for people that don't know about the birth certificate funds that were set up for you when you were born, you know, they weren't set up for your benefit. They were set up to milk you. Okay, those funds, they've been collecting since you were born at 73. I should have a wad in there.
You know, yesterday I went to a federal courthouse in Fort Lauderdale and I went to observe and listen, which everybody should do. I went up there to observe and listen specifically to one girl, and she had put on her paperwork. She's claiming bankruptcy. She's trying to hold on to two homes. And one of the steps is to claim bankruptcy. It holds off the stealing of her homes. And on the ledger, you have an asset side and a liability side. And on the asset side, she put those bonds, and they equaled about $72 million.
Good Lord.
And, yeah, and the trustee, which is the guy who kind of runs the whole room like a judge, who is asking her all these questions, and he's recording the entire conversation, asked her specific questions about the $72 million. And she had included all of the paperwork, and he acted like it wasn't in there, so he was asking her all kinds of questions, questions that I would never have answered. And he ended up resetting her date for about a month or so from now. When she left the room, he did one more case, and then he looked over at a couple of attorneys, and they were all smug and arrogant, including himself. And how'd you like that $72 million bond deal? You know, they were all yucking it up and laughing at her as if that doesn't exist. And, you know, they were beating their chest. You could tell they were just obnoxious. You know, it gives attorneys a bad name. Everybody, ho, 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 oh, look at me. And one attorney then finally said, well, you know, there is something to that. And he talked about a case that he had up in the Tampa area where the guy had all of these bonds, and he had them actually on paper. And they were straight to, somehow they were hooked to the Pope or to, England or I don't know, something to that effect. I wish I could have recorded it, but of course you can't have cell phones or recording devices in the federal courthouse. They stop you right there. And he said, but the government didn't want those sold, so they put a stop to it, which I thought was fascinating. Oh, and by the way, me, the low-life commoner, couldn't go in with a phone, but one of those beating chest attorneys was sitting there scrolling through his phone as the cases were being heard. So there's a big difference. It gets real old. The haves, the have-nots, you think of the Titanic going down and how the have-nots were not salvageable, but the haves were. And, you know,
well,
it's
actually,
just such
the
a
Titanic,
divide.
Do you know the story on the Titanic? It was actually designed to take those bankers down.
Yeah, well, there's actually a really good story and really good compelling evidence that it was actually the sister ship, which was like the Olympia or something like that. You should check it out. It's a phenomenally interesting story about how it was a disguise. It was actually the sister ship because the sister they changed the name on it. They repainted it, but certain things were still the same, and it had already been in a crash before, and they couldn't get the insurance money. It's a really interesting story.
Oh, very interesting. It is.
Oh,
but
whoever did the documentary.
But the ship was actually a target, Randy, is the point I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, there was already war going on, and they wanted to take down the bankers then. And so that was part
yeah.
of that.
They managed to kill most everybody except for, there was one guy's wife that managed to survive. I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I'd have to go look at it. It's been a while since I studied all of that.
Well, we've got an interesting thing going on here, Randy, which is we're almost to the hour. Our programming got crazy this morning on KTBL. So what we're doing is we're actually going to be completing the program after the program is over. And so something good happening here. So after the program is over, we're actually going to be recording some other time that will be spliced into the program. So we want to give credit right now for Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar drink, which is actually the official drink of Waking Up in America. We love Sir Jason Winter teas, and that's an official hot drink of Waking Up in America. And we like these things because they strengthen immune systems and make you a better person for it. And on top of that, they just taste darn good. We like Protandin. You can visit our website at wakingupinamerica.com and follow the sponsors as I'm talking about them down the side of the page. We're actually going to be recording information on each of the items here as it comes on to the show, because all of these things are about you being healthier, you being happier, and you being more in touch, okay? So visit coningcompany.com if you want to find out about that 5,000-year-old ear coning process, and that's coningcompany.com. go over to Randy Shannon's 42action.org, and that's the number 42, and then action, ACTION.org. And what happens over there is they teach you lots of good stuff, and she has great conference calls, and you'll learn how to do some of the things that we've been talking about, how to take care of traffic tickets, how to protect yourself. Just a little fountain of information over here. She does a good job with 42 Action. Linda Kamen, and Kamen is spelled K-A-M-M-I-N-S, lindakamens.com. This woman has put together hair restoration products and hair quality products that will make your hair look better than you've ever seen it look since you were a little whippersnapper. The stuff is great. I love Linda Kamen's work. Pick up some El Salsa, some of that El Salsa at Ralph's from El Pinto in Albuquerque, and visit El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque. And I was talking to Jim yesterday, and I said, Jim, we're going to have to get some dinner tickets for our listeners. So he's working on it. I don't know what he's got in mind for us, but Jim's a good guy, and so I'm sure we'll have a dinner or two to be giving away at El Pinto quite soon. If you want emotional clearing, go to drvalerie.com. Doctor is all spelled out, and Valerie is V-A-L-E-R-I-E.com. Check out Marketing with the Stars. They have great email lists. They're right over there on the website on the right-hand page. And for alkaline restructured water, Brooke Peterson is your woman. And her telephone number is 561-628-1845. That's 561-628-1845. Also, what can I tell you? We love what we're doing here on Voice of America, at Voice America, and we love what we're doing here in Albuquerque, and we love that people all over the place hear this program and get inspired by it. So my tip for today is to care about something that matters, to be passionate, to take passion back into your life and to embrace it and let things matter to you. You'll find out that life is much more interesting, okay? So, as I said, this most unusual program will be off the air shortly with this. You'll hear closing music. But when you go over to the website next Wednesday, the show will be playing. We'll have it fixed up for you, okay? And you'll be able to hear the rest of the show that we're going to be doing. This program has been brought to you by Laughing Dragon Entertainment. Our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Dennis Weaver, and Larry Hagman in memoriam, and DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors, Ron Hayes, our research assistant. Big thank you to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, Brad Colmer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Monica Raines, and Ron Simon. And a big thanks to John Thomas, our webmaster, and merci beaucoup to Ben Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 gift download or email. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Always write at Val at WakingUpInAmerica.com. And remember, Sidious Altius Fortius, which means swifter, higher, stronger, and act, or you will be acted upon. With extraordinary plans. So here we are, doing the show after the show. I've always wanted to do something like that, Randy. I've always sworn that the best thing to happen is to actually that the flies on the walls on our conference bridge hear some very interesting conversations, because a lot of times stuff gets said on the conference bridge that isn't said on the air. So is there any secret you'd like to put out to our listeners? This is kind of like watching the trailer of the movie, and then all of a sudden at the end there's like a scene. We're the scene at the end of the trailer here this morning.
We're the scene. We're in overdrive, I guess, is what we would call it. Wow, we can really – this is kind of fun, because the audience can be the fly on the wall of all the conversations we have off air.
Right, exactly. So what conversation should we have off air that we'll share with them this morning?
Well, this
are you still
really
in
good.
Love?
You
were in love a while back. Are you still in love? That one we didn't have in the air. Come on, test up. Are you still in love?
I am still in love, yes.
Wow. Now, see, that's what you get for listening to the after show. This, what we should call this afterburn.
That's right.
Afterburn.
Sweet, sweet man, a former firefighter. He's retired.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We know I love catching up with you after the show. I mean, one of the things we did yesterday was celebrate John's 45th birthday. That was a lot of fun. We went up and hung out. It's really funny. We went out and hung out with his dad and his dad's wife of 29 years now, I guess. And it's like, we both accept that we're the wives that Lon Kirkgaard needs. So we're a team. She lives with him. I come
That's
up
cute.
To visit. But it was really cute because we were tired yesterday. So here
good.
We were. We'd been taking little naps, and I called Dakura in the other room, and I said, so is this what it's like when we get older? we take little naps. We have lunch, and then we take little naps. Is that the way it works? Because she's 10 years older than I am, and she goes, yes. And I said, I think you've got it made. So I went in there, and I joined her, and we were lying down, and we were just chatting our heads off. We've been friends for, God, 35 years, something like that, and we swap novels. We do stuff like that. So what can
that's,
I tell you?
That's sweet. That's how everyone should get along, honestly.
It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's totally good. And I always tease Lon and I said, look, honey, don't feel bad about it. I just took two of you to bring you up.
That's it?
And he laughs because he knows it's true.
Hey, I came across something on Facebook. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I have not confirmed it. But it says, guess who's exempt from Obamacare? And
oh, let me guess. Congress.
Congress and their families. Go ahead.
Yeah, because who would want to have to be put to death?
That's right. Justice Department and their families, Supreme Court and their families, federal judges and their families, Barack
what
Obama,
would that
of
be,
course,
do you think?
His family, and 1,200 corporations and unions. And then guess who's not exempt?
Let me see. You and me.
That's right. Somebody put a really good comment. It says, would you eat at a restaurant where the cook advertises that he will not eat the food he cooks? He would be out of business in 24 hours, and that's exactly what Obama is doing. You know, the founding fathers, they actually addressed this.
What did
they
say?
They said that if, in a nutshell, they said if it's not good enough for us personally, then it's not good enough for the people. And there's actually something on the books from back then about people in government not being allowed to pass things that they didn't have themselves. And here we've got, you know, these guys, he's making them like royalty. There's a separation, like they're elite and we're nothing.
Right. Well, the dragon lady, you know, that's what she was talking about. In that report. Okay, there's them and then there's us.
Yeah, well, that's not how it's supposed to be, and our founding fathers were better men.
Well, like I said, what was it about the Muslim illegal alien? I mean, how long does the elephant have to stand in the room before it gets its butt kicked for all of its illegalities? I heard this stuff about how they can't touch a seated president. He isn't a president.
Yeah, he's not even. Not
he's
even
not
legal.
A president.
And it's been
by
proven
the way,
that his birth certificate was a lie, was false. So what are we doing? Nobody cares to get the real one?
Yeah, so here's the deal. I mean, the point is, you impeach presidents. He's not a president. He's an imposter, so you don't have to impeach him. All you have to do is walk in there and say, come with me, buddy. You're coming down. That's all that has to happen. So this impeachment conversation is just boring the heck out of me. He's not a president, therefore he does not have to be impeached. Let's just get around that and get that handled. And there's enough military, and there's enough good guys. You know, like in the Dragon Lady's report, she talks about the white hats, and the white hats are a different military man. I mean, waking up in America used to have two admirals. Unfortunately, Randy, they've died. But I used to have two admirals that had retired that would get on the air, and one of them was Eugene Carroll. And we get on the air and talk about why he retired and what was going on. And this was like 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So none of this stuff is new, okay? What's new is how bold they are. What's never been new is that they are the minority, and I want to keep reminding you of that, that what we're dealing with here is like probably under 10% of the people, and if 90% of the people could just like get into some kind of dolphin-like good shape, something good would happen.
Yeah.
Because we are in far greater numbers than they are. So this Lena Wertmüller thing that we were talking about. This is so possible. There was possible to take over the room. You could see it. In their shock, the Germans dropped their guns, okay, when the guy actually shot his friend in the head. And there was about beat, 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 where if everybody had had the mentality, which they didn't and they couldn't, okay, but had they had the mentality, they could have turned around, taken the guns, and that would have been the end of it, at least for that prison camp. So we can take away the guns. We don't have to shoot anybody. We don't have to do any of that stuff. If you get armed with guns, be prepared to have people shooting you with anything that even looks like a gun in your hand. I mean, that's the standard now. You got a plastic gun in your hand? Too bad. They'll notice it out when they're rolling your body over.
Yeah.
You got a real gun in your hand? They'll be justified. You know?
Yeah.
So,
well, what else is going on? What else we got?
Well,
I bought a house this last week.
You sound so subdued. You sounded like you'd bought a prison or something like that. Is it okay? Is it a good house? It's like, we bought a house this week. Is that because you're frustrated because you couldn't get money out of your bond account to pay for your house in cash and you had to actually sign up for a mortgage? Is that why you're frustrated?
Yeah, you know, the whole, it's funny because, you know, signing paperwork and things like that, you just know that you're walking right straight into the fraudulent disaster of the home market and the loans and, you know.
Okay, so let me tell them a good one then, okay? And I'll tell you, and you just keep your ears open to what I'm saying, all right? Because by now your house already should have been monetized. How long ago did you buy it?
Well, we're in it. The paperwork is all getting finalized this week, or this month, I'm sorry. So it's all this month. So it's coming up. And we actually do have some options of signing all rights reserved or paying them off with a promissory note right there, just paying it off in full. Seeing
okay,
if they'll accept it.
Here's the deal, folks. There's a special kind of fiduciary audit. There's a name for it, and unfortunately at this moment I do not recall it. Within 72 hours after you bought the house, they accessed your birth certificate fund. This is loaded. Everybody's loaded because they've been making money off it. They monetized your birth certificate when you were born, and you've been on the stock exchange and you've been traded like cattle. So they've been putting your money in your account that they've made off of you, and they're loaded with it, okay? And here's what happens. The deed that you sign, try getting to see the original. I told the bank I would go wherever it was, and I would be happy to see it. And they sent me a letter saying that I had no right to see that. Well, of course, you know, I found that highly amusing. So I checked around, Randy, to find out what had actually happened to the note. Were they just fools and they had lost it? No, they had actually monetized the note, and they had actually turned it into a commodity on the stock exchange. And the rules are that you can't have both of them. You can either have the note or the deed. You can have it on the stock exchange, or you can have it as a mortgage. So they're getting paid, they got paid from your account, they're after you to get paid for it, and they've already sold it and monetized it on the stock exchange. So there's a particular kind of audit, and there's particular kind of attorneys that work with you, and what they do is they actually show in a legal way that the bank is no longer has the right to foreclose on your house. So if your bank is IndyMac or if your bank is Bank of America, the odds are pretty, would say, about 100% that your note's already been monetized, okay? So just get a fiduciary audit. I'll find somebody for you, Randy, and start the proceedings to get your house in your own name.
Yeah, start it right off. That's what people should do. Most people wait.
Yeah,
until
because they've got
like
the doors locked.
Situation.
The only way Randy could have gotten a house now is to do what she did or plop some cash in somebody's hands.
I did try to win the lottery. It was $425 million.
You know what? I saw one of the guys that did. He won the $143 million. By the time they get done taxing it, I know this sounds ludicrous, but the guy only gets about a third of it. They've managed to figure out a way to take two-thirds of his lottery winnings.
Is that not disgusting? He ended up with like 50-some million, 53
yeah.
million maybe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was even less than that.
Yeah.
I think that's graceful.
In this country, America, land of the free, home of the brave, the IRS takes the bulk of it, the mother load of it. How is that even possible? It's just
well,
not even right. It's disgusting.
Well, they have to pay the Illuminati families that own the country, and they have to pay the Vatican, and they have to pay the Queen of England. So it's totally understandable that all this, quotes, tax money doesn't do anything for you whatsoever. It's simply going to pay off other people. So that's one of the reasons why the Dragon Lady said the IRS will be gone. The IRS is actually a foreign entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's in over 200 countries. It is an Internal Revenue Service, but most Americans think it's their Internal Revenue Service and therefore are somehow legal and lawful. It's not. Even there are tapes available on the internet with IRS officials say that taxes are voluntary. Well, I'm not volunteering. We'll see how that
yeah,
all plays
out. Yeah, who wants
out.
To volunteer for that? I've said it before, Irwin Schiff has some incredible books out there. You know, what his son is Peter Schiff. He's been on Fox. He's on, all, you know, MSN, CNN, all the news networks. He's always asked about, you know, investments and things like that. He's a financial kind of guy. And his dad's been in prison for a lot of years, but he wrote some of the most incredible books. And to shut him up, you know, they throw him in prison. That's what they do. But a lot of people have taken his information. I think when he wrote them, there was 20 million people or 30 million people that already at that time, due to the information he gave, that stopped paying taxes.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. And it's way bigger now because all of his books have been out for years. And I think it's called The Great American Tax Hoax or something like
uh-huh.
that.
Well, they got him. That's what President Turner is in jail for tax evasion, because he found out ways to access the accounts and they didn't like that.
Yeah, they
okay,
don't
so,
like it. They shut
so
it
they
up.
Trumped up a bunch of charges, okay? Now, originally the charges against Tim, God bless you, Tim, wherever you are, honey, I'm trying to figure out a way. I found out, I did call, and I found out that to talk to Tim Turner, I have to be on his approved guest list or they won't let me talk to him. They also won't let me visit him unless I'm on the approved guest list. So you just can't show up and say, hi, Tim, how's it going? Unless
mm-hmm.
he's already made arrangements for you. And they have a once, they let you speak to him for like 15 minutes a week and they charge you $20 per call to do that. So
right.
there's another little racket going on, making money. So that
the company
costs,
that does that, because I've had to talk to people in prison, is called Secure U.S. Tech, SecureUSTEC. I think their website is .com or .net. And, yeah, they run a racket. It's a scam on the American people if you want to talk to somebody who's in jail. Because I do 42 action and I have inmates that give me a call, I call them inmates, but they're innocent people that are thrown in there, almost always victimless crime. I've had to deal with that. So I understand that firsthand. I've thrown money on people's accounts so that they can make phone calls. But yeah, you have to be on their approved list. It's an approved list.
Yeah,
you send them
all
a book.
Of this is going on. So you can't even greet or meet anybody in a normal way. Tim and I were very close for quite a while, and I've been frustrated because I've actually had my letters sent back and stuff like that when I've been told he's there. So.
Oh, well, they send the letters back because maybe you didn't write in blue or black ink, and maybe you put it in a gel pen, and maybe you put a sticker on the envelope, or maybe you printed off a copy.
I did put a sticker on the envelope.
That's why it was rejected.
Why?
You can't have anything, nothing. On the envelope,
oh, I put a little birthday thing on the envelope.
Yep, that's why it was rejected.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, the prison systems, I've been dealing with people in them, and the things, you know, people, it's just, they're victimless crimes, most of these people that they're in there for, for example, if you send them a book, they you know, maybe Tim asks you for a book or someone asks you for a book. So you send the book, it has to come straight from the publisher. It can't come from you, which I kind of get that because people will probably hide some things in there, but you'll pay top dollar for the book. And they must request the book. So if they don't know you're sending them a book and they didn't put in a written request, then that book will get rejected and it'll get sent back and you'll pay a restock fee. So, and, you know, the guards will play games, you know, you make the request and they'll say your request didn't make it, and it's just insane. There's some real stupid things going on. It's like, are people with IQs of about 20 running the show?
Well, here's the good thing that's happening, Randy.
Yeah.
Originally, the charges against him that they mounted were over 160 years.
Yeah, what's going on?
Now he's been sentenced to 18 years in prison, which sounds like a long time. But
mm-hmm.
when you consider the reduction from 160 years, it's a huge improvement. And there's legal teams working right now to actually get him released. And he's one of the white-collar people that the Dragon Lady was talking about, how they would all be released from jail anyway, because this was done for finances. I mean, I happen to know one billionaire who personally made it off the prisoners. You know, prison furniture, and, you know, I don't know if people know this, but prisoners make furniture, kind of like boarding care residents used to.
Okay.
If the standard wage was, say, $7 to $8 or whatever dollars it was, and you were a boarding care resident, meaning that you were had been in a mental hospital, what they would do with you is they would actually have you work for them, but you'd work for, like, 1/10 the rate because you're not normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the rate was $5 an hour, you would work for 50 cents an hour, okay?
Oh,
and then
okay.
they turn around and they sell all these products. Well, they do the same thing with the prisoners. You know, prisoners make license plates and desk furniture and all kinds of stuff. And then they rake in the big bucks off that because they're only paid a small percentage because, of course, they're not really true human beings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a discounted market on that, so they're raking in the money there. So they talk about slave labor. That's about as close as you can get to it.
Okay.
And, you know, I just, gosh, I mean, I spent a lot of my earlier life as part of the Network Against Psychiatric Assault. I went into, with teams of people, we went into to the halfway houses. And we started getting, after people have been incarcerated for a while, they get trained. They kind of get trained to be taken care of. And were you the one that was telling me that now that 53% of the country is on the take?
Oh, yeah.
Welfare-wise?
Oh, yeah.
So it'll never get voted out. It will have to be removed.
Yeah.
Well, when I found out that people that were on welfare were able to afford things for their kids that I couldn't afford for mine, that didn't seem right to me.
Yeah, I told you about a woman now in Detroit. They've now claimed bankruptcy, and, of course, the president, the lovely president, wants to bail them out, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You know, why aren't they bailing you out? Let's all claim bankruptcy. Hell, can they bail us out?
They did already.
Okay, well, did anyone bail you out?
No.
No. Okay, so he wants to bail out Detroit. There's one woman alone in Detroit that gave birth to 24 kids, all on welfare. All on welfare. And why would we want to bail that out farther? Everything she has, she got off of the working man. And I'm not talking color. It could be white, could be black, could be Latino. It doesn't matter. But she got, I mean, this woman should be sterile. I don't know. You know, I don't even necessarily believe in the sterilization, but get to work, lady. You know, not. Quit laying on your back for a job. You know what I mean? And why are we bailing that out? Why do we want to give more money down that? The people all said no. The voters, the workers, said no. But they may very well get overridden.
Yeah, which is pretty much the way it happens. Because the ones that have, quotes, the haves and the have-nots, remember, the haves are in the minority, okay, because
mm-hmm.
it's been structured that way. 200 years of working on sophisticated ways of keeping us enslaved and tired. I mean, probably...
I don't really feel like I have anymore, Val, you know? I mean, I work. and I give, 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 give. Forcefully taken. I don't really feel like I have. I feel like the people on welfare got a lot more than me. They get to stay home all day. They get to have free food. They get free medical. They get free Obamacare phones, free daycare. I mean, am I a have? I'm a worker bee slave.
You know, somebody was asking me why I didn't get on welfare, and I said, because it's too easy. It's too easy to start to get lazy, and I am so capable of being lazy, it's breathtaking. So I have to structure things. For instance, I always get houses with staircases in them because I need to exercise, okay, and I do it on purpose because I know that if I'm at the bottom of the stairs and I'm tired, I will somehow get up those stairs so I can get to bed. So.
That's funny. You know, when I drive through a parking lot, of course, I always hope that I get a front row parking space. But if I don't, I'm way okay with it because I love to walk and get the exercise. So,
right. Well, I actually intentionally now park further away on the days when I feel good, okay?
Yeah.
On the days when I don't feel so good, I'm looking for the closest parking place. But the thing is that if we keep exercising and keep keeping ourselves in the game, I guess this we should call that as keeping ourselves in the game. You have to do what you have to do to keep yourself in the game. You have to feed yourself properly. You have to seek out different health treatments. Myself, if you take a look at the advertisers on Waking Up in America, and we'll be having a Aqua Chi join us soon, which is foot baths, and also they have telomeres. They have a product that helps regrow the telomeres, and they're actually, telomeres are little caps that are on your DNA, and when your telomeres are done, so are you. It's what happens as you age, your telomeres shorten. Well, there's a new product coming out that we'll be having here on Waking Up in America that will go with the Protandin. And I started thinking in terms, Randy, of coupling things together for maximum efficiency. Anytime I ask one of these super champs, you know, like Mary Louise Zeller, she does Kayani, which is really an incredible, incredible physical and spiritual support. I'll ask her, so, okay, you do Kayani, and what else do you do? And everybody that does something else. So a lot of times you'll hear about one program and you'll think, well, that's it. That's all there is. No. One thing will do a certain series of things for you. Another will is I'm going to be spending about $200 to $300 a month for maintenance now. I'll be 73 next weekend, Randy, actually. And people are surprised at how old I am, and one of the reasons they are is actually because I have more energy than most people my age. At least it shows up, you know, on the radio and when I care about something and things of that nature. I don't sound older because I'm engaged, and that's one of the secrets of staying young is to keep yourself engaged in things and have things around you that are meaningful and to actually take a good shot at taking care of yourself. You know, whatever that looks like. You're a triathlete. What do you do differently? Because you're a triathlete and you want to maintain that. You do some extra things. What would they be?
Making sure I take my minerals and fish oil, and I eat raw, organic, fresh mango. I try to eat it every day. But I've never really mentioned that to you. But it's not always in season. It's in season right now down here. And I always put, we had a lemon tree in the backyard of the other house, and I went out and picked that constantly. I put it all over all my food. You know, that's just raw, natural, organic vitamin C. It's just a burst of it.
Yeah, we do love our Braggs, too. Boy, I'll tell you, that
stuff
is good.
I love Braggs.
Yeah. I love it. It's like you don't have to suffer.
I just found my bottles because, you know, I just moved, so just found my bottles literally yesterday. I was like, yeah.
That's totally good. Totally good.
And then the running and the biking and, you know, occasional swimming. I don't do a ton of that, but I love to swim in the ocean. I just haven't, you know, it's been a busy year to begin with, but the chemtrail continually, it's hard even down here in South Florida to get a sunny sky. So, a blue sky. And so I've been to the beach one time in about the last month and a half. So, it's just been really bad down here, which actually everywhere, because I have friends that send me pictures. But I love to get out and swim. I love the sun. Everybody thinks you got to wear sunscreen. Don't wear sunscreen. I never wear it. Never. And, you know, if you're just smart about the time you're in the sun, you need that natural vitamin D. And so I get that from the sun. I try to get out.
That's good. So here you go. You got vitamin D. You got people working really hard on themselves and on their realities to keep improving their realities. We're giving you as much information as we can, and we're going to point you in the direction of other people. Want to plant some ideas in your mind. Usually when I start talking, like I was talking in this after show that we've been doing here, a lot of people get offended and think that, you know, I'm doing something crooked because I'm not paying my house payment or something of that nature. They're so into, and with good reason, by the way, I mean, we've been so well trained. They're so into the system of go to the bank, get the mortgage, pay it off for 44 years or whatever it is that you do, that you don't realize that you have honors and privileges that you just don't know about. When you know about them, I hope you get upset. I really do, because this has been going on for a couple hundred years here now. So we're actually signing off again, and this time we're signing off for our after show, and we want to thank you for listening and for being with us today. And Randy, as always, thank you for being incredibly flexible. And I thank myself for that, too, because we were racking our heads trying to figure out how to make sure that what we wanted to say got put out there. So it's a little strange how it's arranged, but, hey, the facts are here. We love you, and we'll be back next week, and then you can sing happy birthday to me. So there you
Sounds
go.
Take great.
What's your closing
thank you,
line,
Val.
Randy? Oh, that's a good closing line. Thank you, too, Randy.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, poor and through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.